This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I'm going to host another 30 minutes with Mike Cernovich. He's going to host another hour and a half with Leanne McAdoo and others. Investigative journalist Mike Cernovich just last week on this broadcast. We played it earlier in the week, and we may play it later. It's on my Twitter account, Real Alex Jones. We want to go find it. Said that, hey, they had a meeting today. They're going to increase the boots on the ground and the funding in Afghanistan. It came out Monday. Bloomberg. Of course, we 2 months ago reported that there's a lawsuits have confirmed $300 billion of stolen money out of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Mnuchin admitted that 2 days ago on Fox Business. So that's another InfoWars story. That's why they hate us. Now, there's the video if folks want to look for it. We have the clip now? Okay, here is Cernovich, minutes after the meeting was over, breaking what came out 3 days later, and of course he gets no credit. Here it is.
So, it really is mind-blowing. So McMaster presented a $35 billion plan for Afghanistan at a principals meeting, which was with the whole National Security Council, minus the president was there. McMaster wants to spend $35 billion in Afghanistan, and he faced a lot of resistance and pushback from various officials there. McMaster said, I quote, "We will create an inclusive government. This strategy has not been presented to the president because even the people at the principals meeting think McMaster is out of his mind. They're saying, well, what are you talking about? You want to do $35 billion in Afghanistan? What is that going to look like? Are we talking troop surges, another surge?" Now, remember, McMaster was a protege of David Petraeus, and Petraeus is indeed pulling the strings of McMaster, and Petraeus was a big proponent of the surge. So McMaster is now going to present another massive $35 billion plan to Donald Trump to create a new regime in Afghanistan.
I just noticed Paul, just in his mannerisms, he's a handsome guy. Looks like a what are the mammals that are amphibians part of the time? Otters. Paul looks like an otter with his head sticking up out of the water there. But seriously, I forget the name of the Bloomberg article, then it was everywhere. Bloomberg broke it Monday that McMaster wants to increase troops at least $23 billion, maybe $35 billion, just like Cernovich said. So again, no credit to Cernovich. There it is. Trump said no troops in Syria. His aides aren't so sure. No, that was when he was right about that weeks ago. There was another one on Monday, and that's not it, about McMaster wanting to expand troops in Afghanistan, not Syria, and how McMaster won the debate. And this isn't about tooting our horns here. It's that every day we're breaking big news. Here, he'll put it on screen for us as soon as it loads. We'll get it that way. But the point is, they cannot stand the fact that we're expanding this and we're exposing them. Making Afghanistan great again. That's the name of the Bloomberg article. 3 days after Cernovich broke it. So, Mike, I mean, I tell you, that's why they want to shut us down, my friend.
Yeah, it was so funny. I broke that on your show with Paul the Great, as we now call him. And, you know, we're not going to get any credit for it, but the readers know and the listeners know McMaster, he's just out of control, man. So the latest story about McMaster is Trump has had enough of him and wants him to get a 4-star general position and get him back to be the vice chief of staff of the Army.
Whoa. This is so big. I want to come back and give you the floor after the break, because I know you've got those White House sources and you've got them even better than I do, or even people like Roger Stone does. So when we come back, I want to give you the floor to lay this out. But when did you get this news?
Oh, just recently, yeah. Back when I was in D.C.
So are you breaking this right now here?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. And again, you've got Danger in Play, but also you've got your news site. Tell folks about that.
Yeah, so I've been doing a lot of blogging at Medium.com. That's where I only do the hard-hitting journalism. I used to write a lot about lifestyle, mindset, other areas of life, but the real journalism, yeah, we'll talk about a lot of big developments with McMaster, and, you know, after the break, we can talk about that.
It's amazing. Mike Cernovich is right now the hottest investigative journalist in the world. I mean, forget Glenn Greenwald. Forget it. You know, we're not in competition. It's just that you got to recognize what's happening here. He's about to be hosting for 2 hours.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodide instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are the resistance. We stand against globalism and worldwide unelected corporate tyranny. We stand for free market capitalism. We stand for religious freedom. We stand for sovereignty. We stand for the family. We stand for the individual right to self-defense. We stand in defense of the Renaissance in the West as it is under massive globalist sustained siege. We are the InfoWar. Can you keep them in the dark for life? Can you hide them from the waiting world? Oh, Father! Father! Gonna take your daughter out tonight. Gonna show her my world! Hey, Father! Yeah! You want to bang heads with me? I can show you what it's like! All right, ladies and gentlemen, getting fired up as we kick off the fourth hour of Worldwide Broadcast. Mike Cernovich, who in the last, he's been around years, doing a great job. I saw his work 4 or 5 years ago, just on culture, thought it was excellent. But in the last year or so, has just exploded in the investigative journalism, the energy, his sources. The guy works 18 hours a day because he loves it. I mean, he's like I am, but even more. He enjoys the work. He enjoys getting it done. He enjoys winning. And it's that spirit is just absolutely infectious. And Mike Cernovich has big breaking news. He just broke 3 weeks ago that McMaster's did want troops on the ground and had brought in the Marines and the howitzers. I talked to my high-level CIA and Defense Department sources, and they said absolutely he wants 150,000 troops on the ground. Their word was 120,000. Cernovich from the White House heard 150, and that they're deceiving Trump, and he is getting pissed. Then I talked to somebody very close to Trump a few days later. Let me just leave it at that. Last time I talked to that person very close to Trump, can't really get much closer. And it was, don't worry about it. That's just to be strong in front of the Russians. We're not going in there on the ground. We're only there on the ground because they got ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And this is, you know, obviously looks strong for China. And boom, Trump came out 3 days later and said exactly that. Came out, the Cernovich was right about the McMaster wanting all the troops. Then he came out Friday. As the meeting had just happened, McMaster wanted 20 to 35 billion more year going in, more troops. And Trump is really getting tired of it right now. So the word is he wants to start moving him out of that position. Now, I want Mike Cernovich to lay this out for you from his sources. This is big, Mike.
Right, exactly. So a little bit of backstory. As you know, there's been a lot of personnel shifts within the White House, and there was never really – the Kushner-Bannon drama was overstated by the media. That was actually fed by Petraeus and McMaster. The real fight has always been between McMaster and Bannon because McMaster, he's an interventionist. In fact, I talk to somebody and I go, I said, is McMaster evil? And they go, no, 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 you don't understand, Cernovich. He's actually not an evil guy. He is truly an interventionist. It's like a religion to him. It's like a cult. He thinks that we can go in, and if we just bomb enough people and send enough
hands, it's a dereliction of duty if you don't go in.
Exactly. So I'm not saying McMaster. He's a great general. I'm not here to
very well spoken, great tactician, successful in battles.
Exactly. So I'm not here to attack his character. I think that he's a good man who has a poisonous ideology, and he's a legitimate true believer. It's like religion. So Trump wants to get him out. Because McMaster did another thing recently, which nobody knows about. So I can break two stories right now. McMaster wanted to bring in Major General Ricky Wydell to be the deputy national security advisor. Nobody knows this. So rather than get Trump's permission or talk to Rents or anything, they just gave him an office. They just gave him an office and said, okay, he's going to do it. Nobody else has this story. This hasn't been confirmed yet by anybody because they don't know. Their sources aren't any good, but this will eventually get the round. So Trump is furious because, as you know, Trump is very much like you. I'm the boss. You know, you need to clear things by the boss. I'll give you a lot of freedom. But, hey, before you hire somebody at that level, maybe you should tell me. And instead, McMaster just moved him in. McMaster, I've heard from other sources who know him. McMaster wants out of the job, too. So what he's doing, he's deliberately antagonizing Trump to make Trump angry, to force Trump's hand. So Trump, being the great tactician that he is, Trump has talked to the Pentagon, and what they're going to do is they want to give General McMaster his 4-star, pin him that final star, which to, if you're in the Army, that means way more to you than ever being national security advisor. And then they're going to move him to the vice chief of staff position. So this is breaking news. Nobody's confirmed it yet, of course, because, you know, they're always a few days behind InfoWars, behind Cernovich, behind Alex Jones. And so that's what they're doing is they're trying to have him replace the current Army's vice chief of staff, whose tenure is about up anyway, so you wouldn't have to get rid of the guy. And then that would be how you're going to get McMaster out of there. And it's a promotion for him. So McMaster will be happy. The media can't really turn this into like some big drama about chaos and confusion. So the media will just say, oh, congratulations, McMaster got the 4-star. And then Trump can give a speech, congratulations, General. Everybody's happy. It's a win-win. And then that is how McMaster gets moved out of the position of National Security Advisor.
You know, it's crazy. It's separate from learning this from you. I had Steve Pachinik on, who was the head of PSYOPs for the CIA. It's not the State Department, and co-wrote Clancy's books and founded Delta Force. But he has his big sources, let's just say, up above him and people that are currently in. And he said this on air the other day and also privately related through that, you know, it's McMaster and people that flipped the switch on you 3 weeks ago at national security. to have the media go after you and all the rest of it, because at that level, you know, they've got control and they green lighted that they're even trying to basically burn some of Trump's ardent supporters. Not that they even think we're bad, but just they think of us as like a competing power group, and they just want us discredited, not dead, not in prison, but discredited. So the Democrats and Soros and all them are kind of in a perfect storm going along these lines. And just that I should be aware of that's why things have been so bad. Do you have any intel, not on me specifically, but just on some of the groups that McMaster's working with?
Yeah, it's actually Petraeus and the Saudis behind all of this. This is another.
Oh, by the way, I got a call from a New York Times writer and another big writer, and I was told over the weekend, stop talking about the Saudis and the Muslims, or you're going to be destroyed. And I said, this is my second call. Took the second call till I got it. I said, is this a threat? Will I be destroyed? And they said, you've got to stop now. It was drop the stuff on Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, by the way, and drop that Muslims are bad. They're good people, Alex. Just stop. And I'm being sued by the New York Fed, board member. Who owns the yogurt thing with all this made-up stuff. I mean, they are really pissed. Go ahead.
Well, I was actually told by some of the same kinds of people who have been sources to me, and they go, I just want to let you know that you can never be alone now for at least the next year and a half. And I go, what do you mean? And he said, anybody can be roofied. And I go, whoa, what are you talking about, man? He goes, look, you don't have any idea. He goes, you thought you were just going to come in swinging and it was no big deal. He goes, you're not dealing with Twitter people. You're dealing with Petraeus. You're dealing with the Saudis. He goes, I'll just tell you right now, you better never be alone where you can't be accounted for, because you will wake up in a room and they will frame you for things. He said, you have no idea what kind of forces are against you right now.
Well, that's right. In fact, that's what that's the word is. They will drug you. They will put you in a room with a hooker and a kid or something. And then try to make you a compromised operative. That's not going to happen. I don't care what they do. I'm not going along with them. But that is exactly what's going on. You know, our reporters have actually chased Petraeus through the streets of Germany before. Right. Bilderberg, and the word is Petraeus represents the Saudis and other groups, and then McMaster is basically his minion.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So what they're actually calling this now with McMaster is the Afghanistan plan. I actually have another big story that I can break with you, but I was told I can't break it today, because if I broke it today, we're going to have so many stories. You're not going to believe it, because a lot of them I can't let out right away, because it might be something only one person knows. That's how high level my sources are.
You got to wait till the orders are going into the second, third, fourth stratus.
Right, exactly. But we got more big stories for you. I have to be careful I don't break them right now. There's so many. And Petraeus is working for the Saudis, and that's where all those articles in the New York Times are coming out against you and me. I mean, think about it this way. Who cares about, some random thing that you talked to 20 years ago, right? But they've said now they're going to go to a fine-tooth comb. People that I went to junior high with are actually being called, and they're going, did you ever hear a servant say the N-word? Is he a racist? Is he this?
The exact same thing is going on with me.
Right, exactly. Well, I was told that they're going after all of us now, and they're going to interview people from 20, 30 years ago and say, give us something on him. Even if it's not true, we'll keep it anonymous.
By the way, you told me on air 2 weeks before you got your sources give you the info that we were being targeted by deep state, multi-million-dollar campaign to delist us on Google. Then you got the actual document where it was happening in InfoWars, and 48 hours later, Google admitted it. I mean, that's big.
Yeah, that was another story that we broke for you. That Google, people said, oh, no, that isn't how it works. And then Google actually had to admit that they were targeting you specifically. And, of course, they're going to target all of us. So that's the thing. This is a big operation involving the highest levels of people, Petraeus, the Saudis, the New York Times, which, of course, is basically run by the Saudis now. They're going to put whatever they have to. And that's where this is what I've been telling people as I go, expect more mean, nasty hit pieces on me, on you, and they know not to believe it.
They openly admitted they wanted to ruin my whole life. But what is it? What's up with the Muslims? I mean, they come in, they run over us, they shoot us, they kill us, and our government backs the most radical, and then they actually think they're going to shut us all up. But I guess most people do shut up when they get threatened by them.
Well, maybe your producers can pull up that image of the CIA director or somebody in the CIA giving Saudi Arabia Human Rights Award. I thought that was a prank when I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah, that's right. Brennan and others have gotten awards. They're Wahhabists. And they've now put the Saudis on the Women's Rights Council and the Human Rights Council a few years ago. Now the women's rights, they're going to run the women's rights. Don't let them drive. Don't let them go out without an adult. Beat them with sticks like their dogs hurting, hurting cows or goats. And they're now going to head up the Women's Rights Council. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, and they got an award for fighting terrorism. You can't make this stuff up.
That's by the CIA director.
Yeah, when I saw the image, I thought it was a prank or something. I go, this can't be real. This is Photoshop. No, it was real. So the Saudis do control it. And if you know, this is disgusting. That actually really happened. The CIA honored the Saudis for fighting terrorism. When I saw the image, I thought I was being pranked, Alex. I thought there's no way in the world this is true. There's no way that this is possibly true, that anybody would honor these terrorist funders.
Well, let me ask you this, and I'm going to skip the break and take some calls. I'm going to get out here and let you host, because you got a lot to do here, but I ran over. What do you make of Trump saying, I love Assange, he's great, release more, and now his attorney general, who I really like, 90% is doing good stuff, and the CIA director is saying, we need to arrest Assange, he's an enemy, foreign intelligence agency, was the exact quote. No, he's a patriot, and so is Snowden.
Yeah, exactly. I've said that if they go after Assange, I'll lead a march on D.C. And I'll just tell the Bernie people, I'll say, look, let's set aside our differences. We're going to march to D.C. That will not stand. That will not stand at all. They are patriots. It's journalism in its purest form. They are patriots. And if they go after them, they're going to realize there's going to be an incredible push.
And it was U.S. intelligence that gave everything to WikiLeaks. It wasn't the Russians.
Yeah, it might have been Seth Rich too.
He got shot in the back. How is the from your sources the battle internally in the government between the white hats and the black hats going right now? Because we know it was patriots got Trump in. And there's these internal battles going on, but it's one thing to defeat crooked Hillary. It's another thing to actually right the ship and drain the swamp.
Right, exactly, and that is why getting McMaster his 4-star general position. We just have to hold our nose and congratulate him and say thank you, sir. You're an American hero, and then get somebody in.
But that's the problem. He went to 4 other people after they got rid of Flynn. They all said no till he hit McMaster. And then the deep state.
And I'll tell you why, too. One of the appointees, I can't tell you who, he was actually told he had a very unconventional personal life. And we'll just leave it at that. It wasn't anything illegal or shady, but he had an unconventional arrangement with consenting adults and everything. And he was told by the New York Times, if you accept this position, we'll expose all of your secrets to the whole world. And he was, he would have destroyed his family and messed up a lot of things, even though it was nothing illegal. It was just the way he was living his life. So the media is actually now telling people, if you accept a position with Trump, we will dig up every detail about your personal life, no matter how embarrassing, even if we have to make it up. And we'll destroy your reputation. We'll go full-on character assassination. That's why it's so important for everybody listening to support the freedom fighters. Take the caveman broth, take the supplements, buy the toothpaste, because they don't get it. Every day of our lives, there are people talking to people who knew us in junior high. My God, who knows what is going to be out there? And most people can't withstand that type of character assassination. It takes a really unique freedom.
That's right. They're putting out the message that if you expose us, we're going to destroy you. Doesn't matter if they fail destroying Cernovich or Drudge or myself or anybody else. They want to scare all the sheep. Sheep, you should be afraid of not taking action. I know our audience are not the sheep, but I'm talking to the few sheep that might be tuned in right now. That's why we're running a big special today where we direct sell high-quality products to you that you need, like high-quality non-fluoride toothpaste with all the great iodine and colloidal silver and tea tree oil and peppermint in it. That's back in stock. 30% off on that, 30% off on so many other great products. During the 30-hour broadcast that runs through tomorrow, DNA Force is now finally back in stock, but such a limited supply, it'll be gone in a few days. Unfortunately, 30% off Brain Force, 20% off Secret 12, Vitamin B12, Knockout Sleep Aid Formula, 20% off Winter Sun, Vitamin D, 20% off Prostagard, 20% off Bio-PCA for your nails and hair, 20% off Biome Defense Probiotic, 20% off Living Defense. It's all there, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com. The books, the T-shirts, the videos, the water filters, all top-of-the-line, high-quality stuff you need that then helps fund this operation. Let's take a few calls, and then I'm going to get out of here and let Mike Cernovich take over. Let's go ahead right now, and let's go to Uncle Sam. Says he has a clip of a teacher who wants Alex Jones taken down. We've all seen teachers saying kill Trump, but what's going on, Uncle Sam from Louisiana?
Hi, Alex. Now, first, I want to thank you for having my good friend, Professor Iris Mack, on after she appeared on your show. Her book, A Wall Street Bailout for Main Street, shot up to number one. So that's a testament to your power of your broadcast. And I also want to say, at 69 years of age, I could not do what I'm doing if I wasn't taking your supplements. I applaud Caveman. I'm telling you, give me the strength to pull the info war wagon.
Thank you, buddy.
Now, the other day, this giant of a man, 6'5", maybe 240 pounds, and his wife come walking up to the InfoWar wagon, and she notices, of course, the InfoWar sign, and she goes, "You listen to him?" I go, "Yes," because he ought to be killed. I go, "Excuse me?" And she goes on for 5 minutes, because I'm trying to ask her to explain herself, how she reconciled wanting a journalist killed and at the same time support the First Amendment. She goes on for 5 minutes in the most unbelievable, twisted logic you will ever hear. And
for those who don't know, I've seen you on TV. I've seen videos, too, on YouTube. You have a bicycle, I think it is, and you drag around these huge Jumbotron TVs educating people about freedom and playing clips of my show in New Orleans. You have a great effect, right? That's you.
That's correct.
And so tell people your YouTube channel again, Uncle Sam.
Yeah, it's under my name, Michael D. Barry. That's M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Of course, D. Barry, D-I, capital B-A-R-I. My name is Mr.
Okay, Coco. And you say you have a tape of this lady saying, "I need to be killed"?
5 minutes and 17 seconds of this woman, and it's called "Teacher Wants Alex Jones Killed."
Okay, we will get it and put it up on YouTube. You've sent us a lot of viral videos over the years. Amazing. What do you make of one of the Federal Reserve Board of New York that runs the whole Federal Reserves, a foreigner, suing me, and it's George Soros' founded law firm. He founded it with his money, suing me. What do you make of that?
You can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's, if you were to write a script of what's going on and took it into a producer and told them that this is the script, they'd throw you out of there. They'd call you. I mean, this is unbelievable. But, of course, you obviously are right over the target now because you've got the biggest guns on the ship aiming at you.
Well, absolutely, and it's what we represent. They just think if they can destroy us, intimidate us, and they intimidate the Mike Cernovich of the world, which aren't going to happen. God bless you. I appreciate your call. I'm going to come back to Eileen, Jessica, Nathan, and Shane's calls real quick, and I'm out of here. But, Mike, they just brought this in. Obviously, I've said publicly I'm going to add probably 10, 12 hours of broadcast a day. If GCN wants to work with me, that's fine. If not, I've got my own radio satellites, but I'm sure they will. But we need to get Mike Cernovich on. We need to get other people with roundtable shows, so that people can sometimes be out of town if they want. But I'm going to have shows where three men and women, host the shows, and then that way there's always two of them there. TV/radio, we have affiliates everywhere begging for it. And so Mike's announced he's going to be hosting 1 hour a week while he gets ready for it the next few months. We're going to be launching all of this, and I'm hiring more crew to do it. That's why we need the funding. And now it's top story on CNN. Right-wing troll Mike Cernovich goes professional with new hosting gig at InfoWars. So he wasn't professional with millions of readers 5 years ago. He wasn't professional with a best-selling book years ago. He wasn't professional breaking all these huge stories and Donald Trump Jr. Tweeting him all the time and breaking all this news. They admit, Bloomberg admits, they all admit, no, he's not professional. And then they go on to say in the article, in the third to the last paragraph, while most of the reports may not be accurate, they can point to legitimate scoops corroborated by mainstream news outlets as evidence they should be trusted on everything else they report. But they don't show what it is they say is fake, Mike.
Yeah, they never do. That's that low-key shade kind of stuff. I always tell them, show me. For example, you and I both reported that Anthony Weiner was a child pornographer and that his wife, Uma, arranged perhaps underage girls. Comey admitted today that Uma was sending emails to Anthony Weiner, a child pornographer. The FBI verified it today.
And Hillary was sending classified to Uma. We all broke that.
Right, exactly. So the problem is that their sources in the conventional media are so low level. All they do is they read Twitter.
Yeah, no one trusts mainstream news. No one talks to them. The Trump people don't talk to them. And that's what they can't stand.
Yep, exactly. So a lot of stuff we report is not proven until years later. So the Uma thing, you were all over. I was on it. We all said Anthony Weiner. I even went back and found old tweets of mine from a year ago. The FBI had told me Anthony Weiner actually had the full computer with every email on it. Comey confirmed that today. Now, he didn't say all of them, but he goes that there were thousands. No, there were 33,000, Comey, and Comey is a freaking traitor. I got to watch my language. That all Weiner has them all.
All right, we're going to come right back with Mike Cernovich, the wrecking ball of the New World Order. Super accurate, so they call him super fake. We'll be right back with Nathan, Jesse, Eileen, Shane, Glenn.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Mike Cernovich coming to you from Southern California, broadcasting worldwide. We'll be hosting the next hour and a half after we finish a few phone calls. You're receiving this transmission.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution in their heart. Children start to march. They just can't stand it at CNN. That there's dynamos out there like Mike Cernovich and Matt Drudge has 20 times the traffic they've got. Just blast stuff right through their blockades. DrudgeReport.com. They can't stand InfoWars.com. They can't stand you. They don't want you to have a voice. They love that they're better than you. Now let's take four or five calls quick. I got to get out of here because I want to get Cernovich here hosting. I just promised to take phone calls. Mike, let's take a call here from Nathan in Kansas to get your take on his question or comment. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hey, Alex, it's great talking to you, and it's great to be in your company as well, Mike.
Thank you.
It sounds like the wind's kind of out of your sails as far as Trump's concerned. A little bit, maybe.
I mean, Trump's starting to go a little bit off trajectory. I'm surprised he's gotten this much done. I mean, as surrounded as he is. But let's get, are you saying, are we disenchanted with Trump? No. I mean, I know he's for real. It's just that I can barely run my own little operation with 65 employees. Imagine what Trump's doing. And he's trying to get stuff done. He has to compromise. Mike?
Right. The thing that I want to make clear is Alex Jones is a journalist. Mike Cernovich is a journalist. Our job is to report the truth, whatever it is. So even though we're pro-Trump, And we're honest about that, when the news breaks, we still owe it to our readers. Because remember, the people listening in, the freedom fighters, they're going to be around when I'm gone. They're going to be around when Alice is gone, when Trump is gone, when everybody's gone. We have to serve you the truthful information and give you all the real news.
Exactly. So, even if we don't like something Trump's doing, we report it because we're not the Democrats or CNN. We're going to tell you what's going on.
Exactly. We don't cover up for something that Trump's administration does. So a lot of people get confused because they go, but wait a minute, I thought you liked Trump. We're not political operatives.
Exactly. You're so smart the way you put it. That's it. People keep saying, well, wait, this article's pro-Trump. This article's anti-Trump. Yeah, it's wrong to want to arrest Assange. We say that. It's right to want to cut taxes. It's right to take out ISIS. It's right to kill TPP. I mean, don't people understand you can have different issues?
Well, they're so used to conventional media where they're all in bed with the Democrats.
Party line.
Right? They won't tell the truth about Anthony Weiner being a child pornographer, about how he told an what Anthony Weiner said is so out of line that I have to be careful when I say I'm family friendly. But he told a 15-year-old girl basically that I would be so intimate with you so vigorously that you wouldn't be able to walk for a week. This is a true story. That's Uma's husband, and he read Hillary Clinton's emails, all these classified emails, and James Comey's talking about Russia. What about the Muslim Brotherhood? What about the Wahhabi terrorists? Uma's family is connected to a pro-Sharia law journal. Uma was an editor at a pro-Sharia law
journal. Her mother is the leading genital mutilation pusher in the world. Here it is. Comey says classified Clinton emails were forwarded to Anthony Weiner. Here's another one. New Uma Abedin emails, 29 previously undisclosed Clinton emails with classified information. But Hillary says she didn't win because she's a woman.
Yeah, Russia, I'm a woman, WikiLeaks, misogyny. And then she even said at one point, well, there are people that can't even get cell phone reception. It's such a joke. Yeah, there you go. May 3rd, 2017. But if you go on Infowars.com or if you go on my Twitter, we told you this over a year ago because our sources in the FBI had told us this information. So for a year, people go, because I reported that the FBI had Hillary's lost 33,000 emails and that Weiner had them on the laptop. And people go, oh, Cernovich, that's not right. Well, Comey is now confirming it, but he won't confirm it all the way because he is in bed.
But the more everything we say is confirmed, the more we're fake. But it doesn't work anymore because the people know. So where do you see this? Thank you, Nathan. A good question. Where do you see this confluence of them losing credibility, the independent media gaining credibility because we tell the truth and want to be free? I mean, and plus you get more listeners doing the right thing. Wow. Imagine, good service, good food at a restaurant, more people come. Bad service, bad food, nobody comes. I mean, we have an incentive to tell the truth, too. They have an incentive to lie because they're not about news. They're about propaganda. How do these two forces come together?
Right. Well, the good thing that is, and this is why they're going after people's, as you know, they're going after you hard. They're trying to bankrupt you, which is you and I, we don't have billionaire sugar daddy backers. We have to be backed by the people. You know, every dollar, every $5, every little thing from the people helps because we're crowdfunding. And that is the big revolution of new media. We're not beholden to the George Soros of the world. The Chobani guy, we're not beholden to him. All these billionaires, they want to fund fake news. Chris Sacca, actually, is leaving now venture capital, become a full-time social justice warrior. So all these billionaires are funding propaganda outlets. And we are the – yeah.
They're all getting recruited because they're all cronies. Take the Chobani guy. He gets his money by a monopoly on the school lunch program. He's on the Federal Reserve Board. He's in with Soros. He's pushing all this stuff. And then he's suing me saying, I said – immigrant Muslims without vetting bring tuberculosis. It's mainstream news, the town he brought all the people into or pushed to be brought in. I have a 500% increase. Now, I'm not saying he consciously did that, but it's a fact that a lot of these Islamists coming in have TB. That's a fact.
Yeah, that lawsuit, I think, is a big mistake because in discovery, you're going to want to get emails, employment records. How does he know George Soros? I don't know what he's doing with that, but that was a very bad.
Well, let me expand. You read the lawsuit before I even did because I got heard about the suit in the news. It was 2 days till I got it. You went online as a lawyer, found it, sent it to me, and you said this is a total joke. I've had five law firms look at it. Because I don't want to just believe that. They're good law firms. Some of the top people in the country that have fought these folks before and won. I got the top Utah guy. I got the top D.C. guys. That's who I've got. The people that represent the Boston Herald, you know, had a similar group come after him and they beat him and got money back. But the point is that they said, we can't believe how bad this suit is. It's all written wrong. It was delivered wrong. All the stuff they say, is it wrong? I mean, they don't even know why they did it. They think maybe a publicity stunt. I mean, what do you think they did it for?
Yeah, I think what they did is a publicity stunt. They expected you to back down. Because something, too, that the media tries to tell about us, which is an absolute lie, is you and I both did the right thing when a certain person, when a story took a different direction than it should have. You know, you and I, we talk about pedophilia, the elite pedophilia. There's actually the Associated Press is breaking a story about how children are being smuggled into Iraq. You can probably find that in the AP's Twitter page.
And AP just broke the UN 2,000 kids raped, many of them killed in Haiti. We had a crew there just last year, Zimmerman, saying that a year before the AP. But we halfway go off on other reports about a pizza place. Then they say we're the creators of the story. We say, oh, no, we'll correct where we were wrong. And then they say, oh, we admit we're fake. No, we don't. When something in the media turns out to not be accurate, we correct it because we're real.
Right, exactly. So what happened is because you did the right thing, this Chobani guy thought you looked weak. He didn't realize you're just one of the only honest men in journalism, honest men or women. And he goes, oh, wow, this Jones is weak. I'm just going to bully him, and I'm going to shut him down, and I'm going to make him grovel before me and kiss my feet. Because ultimately, Islam means submission. And he wants, under his religion, he has to make you an infidel submit to him.
That's right. And we got off the story of Pizzagate by December 3rd because I found that we'd run other people's reports with fake menus. I called people in and I said, I rarely yell, but I said, what on earth are we doing running fake menus? I went and looked this up. This isn't accurate. I said, remove it all. I even have the memos of the few people. They're good folks. And I said, what is your problem? And so I went on air and said, I think this is a distraction. Get off of it. Weeks later, a guy goes in. Nobody sees him shoot a bullet, but he supposedly does it. He's this actor, already indicted and all this weird stuff. That goes on. Then they go, oh, he retracted because of the shooting. Oh, and just made up this whole narrative. No, when I found out we were running stuff off other people's reports, and CNN was focusing in on that, saying that there was no pedophilia on Earth because of this one story, I said it's a setup. So beyond being a good guy, it was just I didn't want to get sucked into a fake story, and I smelled it a mile away. So is it the chicken or the egg? Is it because I backed off the story because I thought it wasn't accurate and they thought that was weak? Or, I mean, which was it? Was it that I backed off because it was the right thing to do and then they picked that up, or what was it?
Well, they're not used to people being honest. So they mistook your integrity as weakness because these people, they're so diseased. They're such frauds and liars and thieves and everything that when an honest man enters the room, they think, well, that's a sucker. Wow, what kind of weak person would actually have integrity and be honest? But they underestimated you. They underestimated everybody who supports you. It was a big mistake. And back to that Pizzagate, the pizza parlor, Comet Pizza Parlor plea deal. I've done criminal defense work, and I've known criminal defense lawyers for 20 years. And I said, have you ever heard of a case where, as part of the plea deal, the person had to say that they were influenced by fake news, and people go, look, man, I can't say this in public because I know what people will call me, you know, names or whatever. He goes, that doesn't add up. There's not a criminal defense lawyer in the world who thinks it makes any sense to have the guy say, I shot my gun.
Because of Alex Jones.
Because of fake news, yeah. They go, I obviously can never tell that in public because then the media.
But that's in the FBI memos and in the plea deal. It's crazy. Shane in Ohio, you're on the air with Mike Cernovich. Go ahead. Let's put Mike's website up on screen. Go ahead, Shane.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, brother. Thanks for holding.
I called the other day, and my phone hung up when I was on hold. My phone battery died, and I was really just calling to tell you that you walked in that press conference like a boss and handled the media, and it was great for us to watch that.
Well, you're nice to say that, my friend.
Yeah, so, did you did you see that clip, Alex, where I went to a White House press briefing, and then after it was over, I asked all the fake news people.
Oh, I meant to play that. In fact, can we cue that up where Mike, a few days ago, was at the White House press briefing, and he says, why aren't you covering the Antifa violence all over the country and the world? That's a good point.
Yeah, so as you know, because a lot of people, it makes them angry to know that InfoWars can get press credentials whenever they want. Real journalists like I can get press credentials. So I did a White House press briefing, and it's just like high school. They were taking pictures of me and being, you know, they didn't think I was there with anybody. They don't realize I have tons of friends and people watching me, watching my back wherever I go because of the Saudi threat and the Petraeus threat. I can never be alone, especially in D.C. They throw me in a bus somewhere. And I abided by all the rules, Alex. So the reason I triggered all these people was because they actually all reported me to the press office. And the press people go, well, what did he do wrong? He just asked you a question. I didn't disrupt the meeting. I didn't yell at anybody. I didn't use curse words. I kept it family friendly. And they were all triggered because they were like, but the real complaint is how dare anyone turn a mirror onto the media and ask us why we're not covering something? How dare he do that? And they were all triggered, and they told the press office that I should never be credentialed again. And then their stooges in conservative media, who many of them are actually controlled opposition, they're taking Saudi money too. They're all trying to get me banned, but they were told by the press office Cernovich didn't break any rules. He was very respectful, very courteous.
Trying to find the video. What was the headline? It's Cernovich challenges media to report on Antifa violence, right?
Yeah, you can find it on YouTube, and you can also find it on my Twitter. So if they just search here, I'll retweet it to the top of my timeline. And then they can find the Twitter video clip.
Yeah, we'll play that. Well, here it is. Let's back it up and play the audio. This great job, crew. 5 minutes. So this is from Barry. Fake news. I guess that's you tell me about that group. That's a cool sounding name. And let's go ahead and roll this. Here's Mike Cernovich at the White House press briefing, challenging the real enemy of America that Trump's pointed out, the media. Here it is.
Why will nobody here cover the violence against Trump supporters? And why will you demand that leaders of the Democrats disavow the violence from Antifa the way you demanded Trump disavow violence from his supporters? This is being completely covered up. You have no answer. I am, Adam. I am. I am a reporter. I'm a documentary filmmaker. And I want to know why nobody will demand that America. Nobody will demand that.
Realize, of course, this is a Republican president. Democrats.
Oh, where? Where's the interview of you demanding that Bernie Sanders disavow Antifa? Disavow Antifa. Disavow Antifa. You're not making these demands the way you did with Trump. So it's unfair, and it's very important that this get out there. Thank you.
I love how Trump called CNN very fake news. I just love that name. Is very fake news yours or somebody else that shot that?
No, I shot that, and look at how angry this MSNBC person. They can find the footage on my media clip too. Just look at the anger. These are people. They're not well, Alex.
Well, let me expand on that, because as you said, they try to get you thrown out. You just talk to them in a normal tone, like you're talking to a group of people, and they just can't stand it. They're a bunch of cowards that are given their marching orders to go out with a certain angle, and they're disgusting, and they hardly make any money now, and no one likes them, and they're all just, those are dinosaurs. Those are like dodo birds when the sailors arrive. I mean, they just don't get it, do they?
No, exactly. And again, thank God for streaming video. If we didn't have streaming videos and I didn't have somebody Periscope,
they'd tackle you.
They would have lied. They would have completely fabricated.
They would have attacked you like a group of vampires, and you know, if you were a baby, they snatched out of the forest. I mean, they would have just come upon you like a bunch of rats.
Yeah, and they couldn't do anything. So if the you can see that screen cap of the image, and these people, they're so angry. They're very toxic people, and I'm glad I got to show the American people and the freedom fighters who are listening. Look at that. That is not a healthy person. That person right there.
How dare you speak bad of the loving Antifa, you know, who are running around stabbing and shooting and bombing people. Oh, my gosh.
They laugh, Alex. They laugh. They incite violence against Trump supporters. Look at that.
Wow.
That is.
I mean, she looks like you just killed her baby.
Yeah. That is evil. That is the look of an evil person.
Why couldn't she just come over and argue with you? Just
yeah, that's a satanic look. And, I mean, you can look at that person and just tell that as a sociopath.
Turn out that you will pay, son of a child.
Yeah, she's a Damien, like a Damien creature. You're waiting for some.
Your mother sucks, you know what, in hell.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what they go. But they laughed. They laughed when I brought up political violence against Trump supporters. They incited Alex. They want us. Women get pepper sprayed for them. I honestly believe that is their form of pornography. Is
well, violence. Sure, women getting hurt. That's why they would pay women to go get hurt at Trump rallies. Their own people beat them up. That came out in WikiLeaks. We first broke that from the Chicago PD, and then it all turned out to be accurate from our local affiliate had contact with the Chicago PD. He was there with his kids. The Chicago PD later said, no, they were brought here by Hillary. We have the documents and made to wear Bernie shirts. That way they took out Bernie and Trump at the same time, at least they thought. But expanding on that, I'll take a few more calls here. Can we get the video cut down of Colbert talking about Donald Trump and the fact that he is doing fellatio on Vladimir Putin? Because they called me anti-gay when I said that Congressman Peter Schiff, the head of the House Intelligence Committee on the Democratic side, was sucking globalist wee-wee. And this is a family show, but I said that late at night. Colbert faces growing backlash. That's on DrudgeReport.com. I haven't really gotten into this a lot yet, but Fox News, all of it.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
Well, I'm going to talk about it because I'm not defending him because he's lied about me and my family and that sort of stuff. But here's the deal. I'm not saying it's okay, but when I said it, it was in the context of not being anti-anything. It was being he's subservient, like he's a brown noser. And I think that's what he meant, lying about Trump, saying he's a Russian agent, you know, saying that Trump is a holster for Putin's wee-wee. I mean, what's your view on that? I think this is hyper-political correctness eating their own, Cernovich.
Right, that's exactly right. So the context is that if a man puts another man's member in his mouth, why is that degrading? That those are two adults? You know, why is that your insult? Your insult is, basically it means the insult is you're a gay person. And that isn't what you intended to mean. It's just an expression that we all use, you know, suck me off, you know, the whole thing. We should.
It's meaning that he's his boy. He's right. Serving him. I mean, it doesn't mean anything. It's a figure of speech that's not. But again, they always want to expand what's hateful, where I have a right to be hateful if I want, but I'm not being. And then they turn it into now even Colbert is being destroyed by this.
Which is great because I was one of the people who led the campaign actually when it happened, because I remember they went after you for that Adam Schiff comment, and I go, well, hey, we're going to apply. People have called me a Saul Alinsky of the right because I say, hey, if you're going to go after Alex Jones like that, we're going to hold Colbert to the same standard you're going to hold us to. And so I actually got people calling CBS. I led a big campaign right when I saw it because I immediately go, wait, I remember what they did with Dallas. Here's what I want. Fair, equal treatment, the same rules. So if they're going to go after you for doing it, then I said we're going to go after sure. Colbert. So I'm actually the person who initiated that attack on Colbert.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that. There you go again, Cernovich. In fact, wasn't the hashtag fire Colbert?
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't start that specific hashtag, but I started the meme. I started the meme right when it happened, because right when I saw Colbert.
And we can call for his firing because he's a hypocrite. He deserves it. We're not saying we even agree with the political correctness. We're simply saying this is a modern way, just like you see Robert De Niro in so many movies. If somebody screws somebody over or somebody's a weasel, you say that bleeping sucker. It is nothing to do with gay people. It's saying this person is subservient. It's the same thing as saying butt kisser when I say that. I mean, don't you agree? That's how I mean it.
Right. And that's the first time, right when I saw the Daily Beast headline, that's when I go, oh, homophobia and sexual harassment is okay when the left does it. So I
yeah, let's pull his Twitter up so we can show people the HD. Absolutely. Okay,
yes, I can text this tweet here to the production guys. So, yeah, that was the whole point is right when I saw that, I go, okay, we're going to hold them to the same rule. And then it turned out, actually, that Colbert had said the same thing a year ago. They go, Colbert, if you have one question for Trump, what would it be? And they go, I would ask Trump, how does Putin's you-know-what taste? So Colbert has now said this twice. Now, so if it's wrong when you do it, fine, then they better play by the same
rules. That's right. In fact, Google Alex Jones's homophobic rant about Congressman Schiff, and I said the exact same thing.
Right, exactly. So in my world, and this is why conservatives lose all the time. In a perfect
world, we always apologize and back down.
Yeah, in a perfect world, let's just go, you know, give everybody breathing room. We shouldn't hold people accountable for a few, you know, loose things here and there. But if the left is going to go after us, then I'm not going to say, oh, I'm going to take the high road, namaste.
No, let's use their own weapons against them.
Exactly. That is how you lose. You lose by letting the enemy sure. fight you.
Folks, you can follow me at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. You can follow Paul Watson at Prison Planet. You can follow Cernovich at Cernovich. They try to censor us. They try to block us. We don't have fake Twitter followers. We have real people. Please retweet us. Please follow us all. Please retweet. I've challenged Colbert to debate me. He'd rather just lie about who I am and pose as if he's a news reporter doing these comedy pieces. But it's fine. He does have an audience. Our audience is swelling. They don't get the fact that people come to us and find the truth. These attacks only send people to us. I want to go to Eileen in California briefly, but in a moment. But please, we're running huge specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We have to make back money since Google banned us advertising through AdRoll. We lost all our extra budget for this year. We really want to expand. We don't want to just back down. And big fish eat little fish. We're either going to expand or we're going to implode. That's how we've always been growing for 22 years. We've gotten pretty darn big now. I want to go next level. I don't want to just risk my life for nothing. I know we can beat them. Please check out InfoWarsStore.com. 30% off Rainforest with 20% more each bottle. Sign up for AutoShip. Get additional 10% off. If you'll just sign up for AutoShip, you don't have to worry about it. You'll get the brain force. You'll get the lung cleanse. You'll get the X2 good halogen. And you're going to love it. If you don't, it's great nutraceuticals. Give it to friends and family. Support the broadcast. Get a T-shirt. Get a bag of coffee. But sign up for AutoShip every 15, 30, 42 days, 60 days, 90 days, because then it's just automatic. You can cancel anytime and get an additional 10% off. Let's go ahead and free shipping, by the way, on orders $50 or more.
Can I say something
yes,
real
sir.
Quick, Alex?
Yes, sir.
You know, I just want to tell the people listening in that when I went and toured the compound, whatever they think of InfoWars now, I saw you're going to double your studio, right? You
yes.
should show the people actually the big green screens, the rooms that aren't being used. So this isn't some kind of thing like, oh, you know, we're trying to expand. I saw it in real life because I wanted to bring my daughter, actually, and, you know, to meet you and everything there in studio. And I wanted to bring Shauna, my wonderful, intelligent wife. And actually, they told me, no, there's dust because we're doing so much construction nonstop, it would be bad for the baby.
Absolutely. There's a lot of insulation and stuff. This is not that old of a building, but still the dust isn't good. It's been really making me sneeze. And, yeah, you saw it. There's a whole new studio, twice the size. Or, no, it's 1.5 times. No, it's almost twice the size. The ceilings are higher. Huge studio getting built, even more state-of-the-art than this. Other radio studios being put in to fire up. I'm going to work with GCN. You know, Ted's a great guy if he wants to. But I'm planning to have stuff from like 5 a.m. in the morning right through to basically midnight. And we're going to have roundtable shows, high-energy calls, video, articles, breaking news. And, you know, Cernovich can do 3 hours a day if he wants or 1 hour. You can just, you know, but it's going to be your show, however you want to model it. I'm getting more crew hired the next month. So in about the next month and a half, we're going to start launching more shows. And you're going to see Mike Cernovich. You're going to see a bunch of other people from all over the country. You got to send them better, you know, obviously better microphones, equipment, acoustics. I'll probably pay wherever he lives to put in maybe a sound booth or something. But I'm going to send the equipment to all the hosts. Other people actually are already on local radios. So we're going to simulcast with them. And I'm going to fire up and go in the face of them. I was only going to add one or two other shows, but when they try to shut me down, I'm just going to expand. Don't you think that's the answer, Mike?
Yeah, actually, that's what when they go after me harder, and we talked about this actually in Austin, is my answer to that is I'm going to double down. You're going to try to bankrupt me. You're going to try to destroy my life and reputation. All that does is make me more excited, and I'm going to go even harder. I've always told them, and you're the same way, is if they want to get rid of us, they should just be nice to us. But the more they attack, the harder we fight.
Exactly. All right. If you want to go to Eileen, who's a great lady, I'm sure, and Glenn and Jesse and Michael and Wild, you can. I know you got a lot to break, huge stuff. If you want to bam, 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 take those, it's up to you. Cernovich and Leanne McAdoo and others are back here in just a few minutes. They're in a different studio, so we'll see if this can happen. But regardless, I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock, 30-hour broadcast. Spread the link, Infowars.com/show. The success of this rebellion is up to you. Spread the link, Infowars.com/show. All right, stay with us, 5th hour coming up with Mike Cernovich.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.